Livewire with Paul Turner.
My heart starts singing to the shala beat, singing
shalala.
On the show now, we welcome the great legend, Paul Jones. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad I'm a legend.
I think you're a legend, or a legend.
Legend, yeah.
So, for people that don't know, you were with Manfred Mann originally, and when did Manfred Mann start, and how did it come about?
Well, I'd actually had a call from Brian Jones, who was a friend of mine in 1962, and he said, I'm forming this band, would you like to be the singer? And I said no, because I had a job with a dance band already, and I didn't think that a blues band had much prospects really in Britain in 1962, so I said no, and so he got Mick Jagger, and so I watched them as they did quite well over the next few months, and the next time somebody rang me up and said, we're forming a rhythm and blues band, would you like to be the singer? I said yes, and that turned out to be Mike Hug and Manfred Mann, and Mike Hug is still with us in the Manfreds, and that was, let's see now, we got together towards the end of 1962, so hey, we're coming up to 52 years now. Love it.
That's amazing. Amazing how long some of the people have been going since the 50s and the 60s, really, and still carry on today just as good.
Well, actually, it must be said that I left the band in 1966 and was replaced by Mike Darbo. They broke up in 1969, and nothing really happened from then for the next sort of over 20 years. And then in the early 90s, Tom McGuinness decided to celebrate his 50th anniversary by getting together every band he'd ever been in one place on one night. And he nearly made it as well. Had it not been for the fact that Eric Clapton was busy and elsewhere, we'd have all been there. But anyway, certainly the Manfreds were there, McGuinness Flint were there, and the Blues Band were there. And so it was a wonderful, wonderful evening. And at the end of it, somebody said, we're going to have to do more of this Manfred's business, and so we did. Because Manfred Mann didn't want to be involved, because he's got his own band, Manfred. Manfred Mann's Earth Band, we called ourselves the Manfreds, and we've been going ever since. So even in the current lineup, it exceeds 20 years.
That's amazing. Yeah, I was going to mention Manfred Mann's Earth Band. What was the connection there?
Well, that's it. That's the only connection, is that he was clearly a member of Manfred Mann, and he runs Manfred Mann's Earth Band. There's never been anybody, as far as I know, there's never been anybody in the Earth Band who was also in Manfred Mann. So he is the only connection between the two.
Gosh. Now, did you have a favourite Manfred Mann track at all?
Oh, well, somebody once asked Memphis Slim, what was it, which of his records did he like the most? And he said the one that sold the most. So actually, I suppose on that basis, probably for me, it's something like Pretty Flamingo, which was actually number one and the last record I made with them.
Very good track as well. So who were your musical influences back then, and who are your musical influences today?
Well, some of them are still the same people. I had two lots of influences, really. My main influences as a singer were in particularly at the time of doing Pretty Flamingo and leaving the band. Were people like Sam Cooke and Marvin Gaye, all kinds of people that I never ever managed to sound like, and particularly actually a string of singers who were lead singers with the group called The Drifters that starts with Benny King. Well, actually there were some before him, but Benny King particularly is an influence for me, and there was a singer in the Drifters called Rudy Lewis who did some wonderful performances with the group, and he was a big influence on me. Now, when it comes to harmonica playing, it was just straightforward blues stuff, really. I mean, my initial influence was a man called Junior Wells, and my other main influences were Little Walter, Sonny Boy Williamson, and James Cotton. And out of all of them, James Cotton is the only one still alive, and he's still playing wonderfully. And he's still an influence on me to this day.
Gosh, is that somebody you'd like to record with?
I guess that's becoming increasingly unlikely, really. His visits to the recording studios are sort of, generally speaking, not as frequent as they used to be. But he's just won a load of awards for his latest album, which kind of celebrates his longevity as much as anything else. But he's got lots and lots of guests on it, but they all turn out to be Americans. Would he ever have anybody English on it? I don't know. I'm not sure. But hey, if he asked, I'll tell you what, I'd jump on a plane. I really would.
I don't blame you. So, apart from music, you actually play music, as in CDs or whatever it is these days, MP3s, because you're also a radio presenter. How did that come about?
Well, actually, I started... I can't remember. It was a long time ago, about 1980 or something. I had a call from somebody, and they said, would you like to dep? And that was actually, I can't remember who it was now, but the idea was that they would get these sort of celebrity people to come in and deputize for a particular disc jockey who was on holiday or otherwise occupied. And I thought, hey, that'd be fun. So I went in, and I kind of... This was a period of time when I had mostly been making my living as an actor. The whole of the 70s, really, I made my living as an actor. And I thought, this is good. I'll act the part of a disc jockey. And I sort of pretended I was an actual disc jockey, even though, you know, it was the first time I'd ever done it. and that was good. It went so well, it led on to my working for the BBC World Service, which I did for a few years in the early 80s. And then in the mid-80s, a wonderful man called Dave Shannon, who was a producer for BBC, called me up and asked me if I'd be interested in presenting a rhythm and blues show, which he had devised. And I said, oh, I most certainly would. And that was the show, which is now still on BBC Radio 2, and it's 28 years old this year.
Who actually writes the songs for the Manfreds? Is it you at all?
Well, in the very early days, I did most of the writing, but most of the songs that we did came from within the band, obviously with a sprinkling of classics too. But then gradually, we started to use outside songwriters, and we actually covered a lot of material by other artists, usually from what were known as the Brill Building songwriters, New York songwriters, in teams usually, and very often husbands and wives, like Carol King and Jerry Goffin, Barry Mann and Cynthia Wilde, Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich. The latter two wrote Doo Wah Diddy. And we would get songs from the repertoire of people like the Shirelles and The Exciters and Maxine Brown and people like that. So the, all the songs are either our compositions or, I mean, the hits, or they were things that we borrowed from other artists, including Bob Dylan, of course. I mean, we've got, you know, three things in our, at least three in our repertoire, which are Bob Dylan songs. Nowadays, people are still writing, but I guess most of what we do does come from other songwriters at the moment. Who knows what may happen in the near future?
Very true. What is the plan for the future for the Manfreds?
love doing these tours. We only do the major tours every 18 months or 2 years. The rest of the time, we're sort of trading spaces with the blues band and other commitments. Various members of the band have, well, in fact, every member of the band have other commitments as well. So it's a constant juggle. And fortunately, the blues band's agent and the Manfreds agent are very good at not only juggling but also accommodating each other. And so we're out on the road a lot, probably between those two bands, 150 gigs a year, something like that. And then I add to maybe slightly less, 130, 140. But then I add to that as well with duo performances. And I'm out on the road with my wife too, doing churches and things like that for quite a lot of the year. So basically, there's not a lot of spare time.
No, doesn't sound like it. What would you do in your spare time when you do get any?
Just enjoy where I live, my garden and stuff like that. I just like to find somewhere really nice in the country and walk. I do a lot of walking. I listen to a lot of music. I don't watch a lot of television, and I see hardly any movies or theatre. But I do like to read, and I do like to walk a lot and swim. That's nice.
Do you know what? I haven't been swimming since I left school, and that was quite a few years ago.
Oh my! No, I can't go too long without having a good swim.
Gosh, what sort of music would you put on, say, if you've got an MP3 player or something, whatever you use these days, what would your choices be to actually listen to?
Well, I spend an awful lot of time listening to records for my programme, because, you know, for every one track that I play, I've probably listened to 20 or 30 that I don't play. So you can imagine that's a good lot of listening. When I'm not listening to blues or something close to it, I enjoy listening to jazz, and I enjoy listening to the best kinds of pop, by which I mean Paul Carrack and people like that. And I also enjoy listening to classical music.
Wow, quite a diverse taste.
Oh yeah, I'm diverse.
That's good. Now, do you or the Manfreds do any of this social media stuff?
My radio program has a Facebook page.
Thank you very much for being on the show.
I hope that's okay.
Yep, thank you very much for being on the show.
All right. Bless you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing, holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Oh, I know we
together nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Livewire is a talk and entertainment show produced by Steve Osborne Media. Are you a singer, songwriter, group or artist? We would love to hear your music for Livewire sessions. Also, if you have a talent, hobby or product that we could find of some interest, please feel free to get in touch. Telephone us on 0843 289 3358 or contact us on the website steveosborne.info.